Welcome to The Connection, a weekly radio program where we share our experiences and expertise with stories of caring, courage, and change right here in Connecticut. Listen to learn about needed resources to improve your well-being and transform your life. Now, here are the hosts of The Connection, Lisa DeMattis-Lepore and Ann Baldwin.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Connection. I'm Ann Baldwin and proud to be with you this morning from our studios here in New Britain. And joining us from her home office in Danbury, Connecticut, none other than
Lisa DeMattis-Lepore, CEO from The Connection. Good morning.
Good morning. And, you know, we've talked about some crazy things on the show since we've been doing it for a while, Lisa, but I think this one kind of tops the unusual list. What do you think?
Well, I think what I call it is a true act of humanity, kindness. I'm so excited about our guest, and I want to talk about how COVID-19, you know, despite how difficult this has been in such unprecedented times, like no other sort of plague that we've experienced, how people step out of the box and help those in need when there are shortages of supplies. So I would like to just give a little bit of a history here.
But wait, first, I got to tell you, here I gave this big tease that we've never talked about anything so unusual, and people still don't know what it is. We should have had a contest. Can I just give it away? Can I tell you what it is, and then you can introduce?
Yeah, go for it.
Hand sanitizer. Who in the hell ever thought that we would be talking about hand sanitizer? And that it could be so good and so needed and so unique and such a tool in giving back. So with that, I'll let you go ahead and introduce Lelena.
Today on our show, we have Lelena Dubé from Hartford Flavor. And welcome to our show.
Hi.
I'm so, this is a true, the Hartford Flavor, true hero. I was, so as you can imagine, there's a huge shortage of hand sanitizer. Can't find it anywhere. It is so needed right now more than ever with the pandemic and everything that people are going through, especially those folks that work for the post office or, you know, any large office or with clients, you know, shelters, et cetera. We all need it. I don't even think it matters. We all need it, and it's difficult to find. And so I was on Facebook and weeks ago. One of my friends posted that she went to Hartford Flavor and that they were making hand sanitizer at their distillery. And I got into my car, drove there, and there was a small line of people. When I walked inside and I saw all these bottles of hand sanitizer that I'm going to have Lelena, you talk about, I burst into tears because the level of humanity that Hartford Flavor has put through for the state of Connecticut is so amazing to me. And we have ordered gallons of this hand sanitizer, and we have dispersed it throughout our organization, and it smells wonderful, and it's all throughout our program, so we're able to, you know, sanitize our hands as we're working with clients. And so I'm going to turn this over to you, Lelena, to talk about, you know, your company and also how you came up with providing this essential product for all of us in need in Connecticut.
Sure. So we're Hartford Flavor Company, and we're a distillery in Hartford. We're the first distillery in Hartford in 40 years. I am trying to innovate the liqueur category on a normal day. I started making liqueurs because of my dietary restrictions and inability to drink regular products because of the chemicals. So I've had this distillery now with the brand Wild Moon as our main brand of liqueurs for about 5 years. We were just about to celebrate our 5th-year anniversary on March 27th. And right around March 10th, we realized that COVID was coming, and people were getting a little bit nervous. Some distilleries across the country had started making hand sanitizers, although it was illegal at that point. You have to have a license for it, and an average distillery does not have that license. So I thought about it, but really kind of dismissed it. We were still open. Then I closed the distillery on March 16th, which was that Monday where all the restaurants closed, and had to lay off all of my staff, which was a very, very hard day because part of what we do at Harford Flavor Company is create a safe working environment for women. So it was really just heartbreaking to send my staff off. We thought again about the hand sanitizer the next day and actually started working on a formula. And I was going to lobby the government, as I had heard that another distillery had lobbied the government and were able to make it. And then on Wednesday, I got an email from the federal government, TTB, saying, giving permission to all of the distilleries in the country to start hand sanitizer if they so wished because of the huge shortages in the country. And so we said, okay, here we go. And basically just myself and my husband, Tom, and my daughter, Sage, who's in the company, scrambled around and made labels, filled bottles, worked on the formula, and we're ready to go to start sales on that Friday. We had a few sales. TV station got a hold of us and did a little bit on us that aired on Friday night at 11. At Friday night at midnight, we got an email from the federal FDA saying that the TPD was wrong and we had to change our labeling and rebottle everything to a new formula standard, which was really fun. So we did all of that and we're actually ready to open 11 o'clock on the Saturday, and we had lines around the corner for about 2 weeks.
Wow.
That was really the breathtaking moment where we just could barely keep up. So I hired all of my staff back within the week and hired more people. And it's really just been this miracle moment of being able to be at the right place at the right time. And we are now all over the state. There's only a few other distilleries in the state making it. And so I'm providing sanitizer to literally the whole state.
So if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Lelania Dubay with Hartford Flavor Company. And I know that people are going to want to know, where do I get this stuff? Do you recommend that they come and stand in line, or can they call for an order in advance? Or how are you operating there at Hartford Flavor right now for folks who are interested in your hand sanitizer?
So they can just come during our open hours, which are 12 to 5 during the week and 11 to 4 on Saturday. For small orders, that's no problem. We were given permission to do some deliveries in the greater Hartford area. You can go to our website for that or check it out through the link on Facebook. And then for larger orders for companies, establishments, you can contact Tom at hartfordflavor.com, and he's the one who's organizing the larger orders for companies.
Yeah, and I just want a shout out to you and your husband and your daughter. Your husband has been so responsive, and I can't even imagine the barrage of, you know, the need and the demands and the emails. He's so responsive in getting back to us.
Oh. You
know, we're on our second or third order. My CFO went, picked up 18 gallons of this product. The product smells good. It feels good on your hands. It is so wonderful. You have no idea. I could cry. You have no idea how you have impacted the state of Connecticut, but my organization and my clients and my staff to provide a level of safety. And I'm so grateful, truly, to what you and your company, has done to assist at such a crisis in our country. And you really, truly are, in my eyes, you three of you are heroes, and all of your staff. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Thank you so much. It's been amazing. It's the proceeds from the general public purchases are going to donate to hospitals and first responders.
So we have hit about 35 hospitals across the state, and we've donated about $35,000 already with my donation crusade. So it's been wonderful to be able to go into the hospitals, to the front line, to see the relief of the people's faces when I tell them why I'm there. It's just been an absolutely extraordinary experience and life-changing for me.
Like I said, and they have such a lovely shop. It's really, it's just so lovely. And, you know, it's, you know, it makes me think of, you know, when you, you know, your first impression when you, you know, like you're in need of something, whether it's you go into a doctor's office or there's a service that you desperately need. And the minute you walk in, you know, it's that first contact and you know right then the feeling. And when I went on that Sunday, that first Sunday, I was welcomed with such, you know, kindness and open arms and support and understanding that it was one of those moments when that, you know, you don't forget when someone is helping you at a time of a crisis. And I'm not even overstating it, because I remember calling my staff when I left your building and tears and saying, you'll never believe what just happened, right? And so, you know, I've been on many phone calls with my peers throughout the state of Connecticut, other treatment providers, or where, you know, first responders, you know, my agency just opened a COVID respite center in southeastern Connecticut, one of the first of its kind for folks testing positive in treatment programs, so statewide providers can send their clients to us, and so we're, you know, dealing with the front end. And, of course, your hand sanitizer is there, of course. And it's just been so wonderful because you can't find it anywhere. And then people are, you know, price gouging and taking advantage. And the fact that you're making this and that you're also giving back in so many ways is really, you know, it's commendable. When I was on the phone with my providers, you know, I'm typing people, Hartford Flavor. A lot of them are already going to you now, but Hartford Flavor, that's where you have to go.
Thank you. That's so kind. All of those purchases help to fuel more donations, and I feel so passionate about not being a price gouger, as I've seen other distilleries do, and it's just, I would be mortified if I was ever considered that, and it's just, it means so much to be one of the helpers. To be able to take this little thing that I happen to have and be able to spread it around to everyone that needs it. It means just so much to me.
I know you mentioned that people can go to your website and they can email Tom at Hartford Flavor Company if you're a larger corporation. What is your address and what's your website?
Sure. So our address is 30 Arbor Street in the back of the building in Hartford. Our website is hartfordflavor.com, and Tom's address is tom@hartfordflavor.com. You can also call us if you wanted to, 860-338-1642, but feel free to just show up if you're just a regular person wanting to purchase, 12 to 5 during the week, and 11 to 4 on Saturdays.
And this is a green product, right? And can people do double duty? Can they come get their hand sanitizer and still get their liqueurs at the same time?
Yes, you absolutely can come in and try some of our little variety pack. Is a great place to start with Wild Moon if you are new to it. We have 11 flavors in unusual flavors. They're all reduced sugar, organic, no chemicals, artificial flavors or colors.
Well, you know, I got to say, it sounds like, you know, with you, your husband, and your daughter involved, that this couldn't have happened to nicer people. I mean, it just...
You're so sweet.
Well, I say that because just from Lisa's explanation of her experience, and, you know, you didn't have to give back. You didn't have to set up a charitable arm of this and give back to folks. I mean, you didn't have to do that. But it just sounds like that's part of your makeup. That's part of who you all are. And this is exactly what we talk about on the show, is that people are going above and beyond and doing the right thing to help people out. And here you are, a solution to a lot of people's problems. And there's another angle to this, too, in that with more of this product, maybe more people can safely get back into the workplace.
Absolutely. We are having companies contact us now trying to be part of the solution of their reopening. We just had a long conversation with the Wadsworth Museum and mm-hmm. With Cigna and being there for all of their workers on day one, as well as Aetna and a few other medium-sized companies in the area trying to have product on hand for the first day. So our job is not—it's not even close to over. And our federal provision will end on June 30th. And so, because of still so desperately needed, and people like you have that to say, it's so wonderful, and how can I have more? I don't want it to end. I'm trying to go through the federal government agencies to be able to make it on a regular basis. So,
because
the demand is so high.
It's huge, and I know that, you know, we are not out of any of this yet. Let's be serious. We're not even. I am an optimist, but I am also a realist, and I want to tell you that we need hand sanitizer, and we're going to need it for a really long time. And I know I keep saying I'm grateful, but for folks listening, this is not price gouging. The prices that you're offering for this product that we also need so badly in our country. I mean, your prices are amazing, and you're also giving back. And I am just kudos to you. And we're going to need to continue. We need your product. Period.
We're speaking with Lilinia Dubay with Hartford Flavor Company. And again, they are located at 30 Arbor Street in Hartford, or you can go to their website, hartfordflavor.com. I'm assuming that you've contacted your state representative, right, to help you with this? Because going through the federal government, trust me, is no easy task.
I haven't contacted them quite yet. Senator Murphy did come in and give us his kudos very early on. Mm-hmm. And so that was very nice. And he is aware of the temporary license. And so I'm not sure how much he can help, and I don't want to burden him right now. I know he's got a lot of stuff on his plate. So we're just going to see how it goes.
Okay. And how do you know, like, this is, I would assume that the real majority of the content, when you list the ingredients, is grain alcohol, correct?
Yes. Yep. It's our base. It's our same base that we use to make our liqueurs. It is an ethanol base, and we are using our wonderful water as well as a little bit of essential oil and some aloe to try to make it a little bit more gentle on the hands. So I'm trying to come at this from a natural standpoint, as I do with all of my products.
Right, because these healthcare workers that are, you know, hitting that thing every 2 seconds, it seems like, their hands are just taking a beating because, the regular stuff is so drying and their skin's getting cracked. And so it sounds like you've come up with a potion that, like you said, it's still effective, but takes into consideration, making it smell nice and making it not feel as, aggressive as some of the hand sanitizer.
And it doesn't.
Really?
And I was saying before, I drive around with a bottle of this. I mean, it's on my desk. It's in my car. And I can still smell it on my hands, and my hands are nice and soft. And they've made it with a formula that isn't harsh and has this really strong odor, like typically, hand sanitizers would.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't be more happy with it in so many ways, obviously.
So the.
Oh, thank you. I have a posse of nurses from Hartford Hospital that show up every week and get it for all their friends, and they're just giddy with the idea, and they're just demanding that it doesn't go away because they can't imagine having to go back to a regular hand sanitizer. So
yeah,
really
hand sanitizer. It's true, because the other hand sanitizer has, like, such a very stringent, and even the consistency of it, but the consistency of this is really light, and it does leave your hands feeling extremely soft and not cracked. So,
Yeah,
you guys, you have perfected it. For sure.
Thank you.
Lelania, did you, we've got just a couple minutes left here, but how did this come about? Did you and your husband, you know, here you are selling liqueurs at Hartford Flavor, and now here you just turn this into a hand sanitizer production. Did you ever imagine that you'd be doing what you're doing today?
Never in my wildest dreams. I don't even like regular hand sanitizer, but mine I like because it's more all natural. And I just, when I had that day when I had to shut down my plant and lay off my workers, I was so heartbroken. I just can't explain it to you, because it's part of my mission is to create jobs, not to let them go. And my poor staff and, you know, younger people that are living check to check, and I was just beside myself. And so, yes, I'm seeing this as a way to save my company, but so much more so, I want to be a part of the greater good. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And I was brought up with that idea, and it's in my fabric to give back and to do my part. And particularly in times of crisis, I could never be somebody that just sat around and did nothing, no matter what it was. Even if I wasn't poised in this place to be able to do this, I would be doing something. So it's definitely helps me to sleep at night, knowing that I'm giving back the best way I can.
Wow. Well, what a great note to leave that on. Lisa, thank you for bringing Lelania Dubé to the show. It's really been interesting. I can't wait to try your product. Lisa, you need to bring me some when we can see each other again. Promise?
I will. I even have these cute little, you know, besides the bottles we put them in, I have these really cute little tiny jars of it, too, that I purchased for, you know, my family, and I bought some to friends. So I absolutely will. I have a bottle for you, and I'll save one and give it to you.
Thank you.
You're going to be hooked on it.
All right.
Try it. You're never going to go back to regular hand sanitizer again.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Lelania Dubé, Hartford Flavor Company, hats off again to you. To your husband, to your daughter, to all your employees that, you know, hats off to you. You brought back to work. I like you. I've never even met you, but I really like you, and I love what you're doing, and so thank you for that.
Oh, thank you so much, Anne. Thank you so much, Lisa, for having me. I appreciate it so much.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, and we'll be placing our next order soon. I'll be reaching out to Tom. Stay well and healthy. And again, a big shout out to you, Tom and Sage, and all your employees. Thank you so much for being such a great humanitarian and helping us right now with COVID. And hopefully, you're going to continue to make this product for us moving forward. So again, thank you from the bottom of my heart and all my staff and Connection.
And we want to thank you, all of our listeners, for tuning in to this edition of The Connection right here on
WTIC News Talk 1080.